أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And today with Aqaid al-Imamiyya book for Sheikh al-Muzaffar rahmatullahi alayh, and we reach to the obedience to the imams. عقيدتنا في طاعة الأئمة. Now we are going to talk about the Imamiyya Ithna'ashariyya, about their obedience to the Imam and from where they brought this obedience from Imam. We believe that the holy Imams alayhim afdal as-salatu was-salam are the very men of authority whom Almighty Allah has ordered people to obey. The witnesses over the nations, the doors opening the way to Almighty Allah, the paths leading to Him, the signs pointing out to Him, the bearers of His knowledge, the interpreters of His revelations, the pillars of the belief in His oneness, and the custodians of His recognition. As-subul ilayh. Yes. By virtue of this, they have always been the cause of security for the inhabitants of the earth, just as the stars are the cause of security for the inhabitants of the heavens, as is expressed by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, who has further demonstrated their positions by saying, this is the quote of the Prophet himself sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, مثل أهل بيتي في هذه الأمة كسفينة نوح، من ركبها نجا ومن تخلف عنها غرق وهوى. غرق وهوى. Yes, the likeness of my household in this nation is the ark of نوح. سفينة نوح. Ark of نوح. Whose over impact upon it was saved, but whoever turned away from it was drowned. Okay, as for the glorious Quran, it has described them, saying, now let's see the Quran, how describing Ahlul Bayt, Aimat Ahlul Bayt. بل عباد مكرمون لا يسبقونه بالقول وهم بأمره يعملون. They are honored servants who speak not until he has spoken and act by his command. You see, brothers and sisters. Furthermore, they are those whom Almighty Allah has kept. First of all, let me explain these few lines that I just read now. Yes, here we believe that as Shia Imamiyya, that the Imams, Ahlul Bayt, Imam Ahlul Bayt, that they are what? That they are the leaders, that they are the commanders, that they are the guidance, and they are the witnesses on the nations. And all the time, and adding for these things, they are the doors to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the path leading at the end to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe them, and we believe that all of them, all the 12th Imam, they are what? They are the interpreters of his wahi. The interpreters of what? Yes. Explaining his orders. Explaining the Quran. Explaining the wills of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Answering all the questions that the people may stay still in abyss or in basil. They don't know where is the right way, where is the correct goal they have to go forward. So we believe that Imams, they are the safety for the inhabitants of the earth people, just like the safety for the sky living, just like angels. They are the leaders. So even all of that, that the Prophet said, those, the likeness of my household in the nation is the Ark of Nuh, whosoever embarked upon it was saved. Whenever you be with Ahlul Bayt, you are saved. But brothers and sisters, not be with Ahlul Bayt, it means I love them, I like them, but all my deeds, all my actions, it is away from their wills. Some people, they said that we love Ahlul Bayt, we still embark upon its ark, just like Ark of Nuh, just like we embark on their ark. No, brothers and but when you came to his deeds, to his actions, you found him what? You found him killing people, just like when they said we are Shia, killing people, just like when they said we don't believe in Allah. No, the real Islam, it is not like that. لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَلَنَا دِينَنَا. You have your own religion and we have our own religion. And at doomsday, we will have the fair judgment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not, I'm not the responsible about the judgment of people, whether they are good worshippers or what, or they are disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not my responsibility. My responsibility is just to explain these things, from explain this information, which I take it from whom? From the Imams in themselves. Okay? Okay. Now, furthermore, they are those whom Almighty Allah has kept away from impurity and cleansed with through cleansing. Furthermore, we believe that commandments of the holy Imams are verily the commandments of Almighty Allah. Their prohibitions are His prohibitions. You see, their prohibitions are His, are Allah's prohibitions. You see, brothers and sisters, to obey them is to obey Allah Himself. That's it. To disobey them is to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To adhere to them is to adhere to Him. You see, brothers and sisters? And to adhere to adhere. وَوَلِيَّهُمْ وَلِيَّهُ adhere. Okay? And to show enmity towards them is to show enmity towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is also forbidden to reject them. لا يجوز الرد عليهم. Because to reject them is to reject the Holy Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. If you rad tarud alayhim, reject them, you reject the Prophet himself. And if you reject the Prophet, huh? Let's see. If you reject the Prophet, it is also forbidden to reject them, because to reject them is to reject the Holy Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And to reject the Holy Messenger is to reject Almighty Allah. You see? And if you reject Almighty Allah, you are atheist. Anta kafir. Arrad ala al-imam karrad ala al-rasool. والراد على الرسول كالراد على الله تعالى والراد على الله تعالى في حد الشراك مشرك كافر ما تصير له جارة. There is no way to save him from hell. He will be still stay forever in hell. It is thus obligatory to submit to them. التسليم لهم والانقياد لأمرهم. And give oneself over to them and accept whatever they say. Pure sent to this, for this we believe, that the religious laws commissioned by Almighty Allah must not be derived from any resource other than their celebrious resources, never taken from anybody else, except from what? From their celebrious resources, من نمير مائهم. Yet it is invalid to take these laws from other than them. We shouldn't take these laws from anybody except from them. ولا تفرغ ذمة المكلف بالرجوع إلى غيرهم. And the religious responsibility of any person who refers to other than them is not fulfilled. لا تفرغ ذمته إذا رجع لغيرهم. Indeed, such a person must not feel content that he has carried out the duties imposed upon him by Almighty Allah, unless he carries them out according to the teachings of the holy imams alayhim as-salatu was-salam. And that person will never be satisfied if he take information, if he take laws from somebody else except the imams. Dear brothers and sisters, in this tumultuous ocean, overcrowded with billows of seditious, misleading, litigious, and fallacious matters, the holy imams alayhim afdal as-salatu was-salam represent what? Represent Nuh's ark, Safinat Nuh. Whoever embarks upon it will be definitely saved, but whoever falls behind will be drowned. And here, dear brothers, they are just like Safinat Nuh, من ركبها نجا. And who be away من تخلف عنها. What? Sink. غرق في هذا البحر المائج الزائخر بأمواج الشبه والضلالات والادعاءات والمنازعات. This is very important issues, brothers and sisters. We have to deal. We have to pay attention, because nowadays it is full of what? It is full of many of misleadings, many of misunderstandings. In this thesis, we will not seek to prove that the holy imams alayhim salat wa salam were the legal caliphs, the الخلفاء الأصليين. نحن لا نبحث هذا هنا. But example religious and political leaders of the Muslim nation. No. And successors of the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله. And they are the possessed divine authority. Because proving it will not bring back the circle of time or restore the usurped rights of their due owners. The most important point in this thesis is to prove the obligation of referring to the holy imams alayhim salam in obtaining the religious laws of Almighty Allah and in gaining the direction of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, their most accurate forms. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Okay, that's great. I thought that you are asleep because it is too late. Okay, the purpose of his discussion, the purpose of this discussion is to verify the fact that to receive the religious laws of Islam from what? From reporters and scholars who have not derived them from the holy imams alayhim salatu wasalam, pure resources, and have not sought light from their luminous sources, is definitely deviation or divation from the straight path of religion. Moreover, a Muslim have learns his religious duties from any other source besides the holy imams must not be sure that he has fulfilled his duties toward Almighty Allah. So فَلَنْ تَبْرَأْ ذِمَّتُهُ لَنْ تَفْرَغْ ذِمَّتُهُ. Why? لِأَنَّهُ أَخَذَ مِنْ غَيْرِ نَمِيرِ أَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ. Because there is a great divergence in opinions among the different sects of Muslims regarding the laws of Islam. An ordinary Muslim, what, faces immense difficulty in choosing for himself from these divergent sects and schools. He is required to probe. Yes, he is required to probe and investigate until he acquires a decisive pretext before Almighty Allah to follow a certain sect that he believes will lead him to the what? To the actual laws. To the actual laws enacted by the Lord, and thus fulfill his duties toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Generally, a certain engagement with a duty is required for certain release from it. Categorical proofs demonstrate that it is obligatory to refer to the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wassalam in the learning of what? Of the religious laws, and that they are the genuine resources of the divinely revealed laws of the religion after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, at least on account of his authentically reported following statements. Let's see what the Prophet said. Let's take this quote of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. إني قد تركت فيكم ما إن تمسكتم به لن تضلوا بعدي أبدا الثقلين وأحدهما أكبر من الآخر كتاب الله حبل ممدود من السماء إلى الأرض وعترة أهل بيتي ألا وإنهما لن يفترقا حتى يردا علي الحوض. Verily, I am leaving among you that which shall forever save you from straying off the straight path of the religion. As long as you hold fast to them, they are the two weighty things, one of which is more significant than the other. First, the book of Almighty Allah, Quran, which is a rope extending from the heavens to the earth. And second, my progeny, Itra, the members of my household, Ahl Bayti. Fairly, they shall never separate from one another until they join me at the divine point. This tradition has been unanimously narrated by both Sunni and Shia reporters alike. You see, brothers and sisters, from two ways, not only from Shia way, not from Shia books, but is from Shia book and from Sunnah book, this hadith. Hadith mutawatir. I'm leaving among you that which shall forever save you from straying off, as long as you hold fast to them. What the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi has left with us is the two weighty things together, which he has considered one thing and has declared, announced that it is not sufficient to hold fast to one of them and leave the other. Rather, safely from straying off can be achieved only through holding fast to both of them. Another example, very clear, is the purport of the following statement. These two will never be separated from each other until they join me. You see, brothers and sisters? Yes. Until they join me at the point, whoever separates these two from one another and shuns holding fast to both of them shall never but touch one true guidance. In view of this fact, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim afdal as-salati was-salam have been the ark of salvation and the security for the inhabitants of the earth, sinking into the bottomless tumults of division is the unavoidable fate of everyone who fails to join them, and perdition will be the end result. To claim that such holding fast to them stands for more for mere love for them without accepting their instructions and allowing their course and doing their course is definitely feeling from the right, a method adopted by the extremists who deliberately designed to ignore the accurate course of interpreting Arabic words. And this is, we'll continue inshallah tomorrow. And if you have a question now, that would be great, and I like to answer your questions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin.